We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
Silent Slade, your host, and with me today for episode 1-8 of BaseNet Radio is Echo, Red Dragon, Nameless, Morbid, and Slicko.
Yep.
Say hi, guys.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's
hi.
Up?
Okay, as you know, we have multiple sections to the show. We have more than enough sections to fill actual whole show, but most with no content, like email. Well, anyway, we're always interested in new ideas for other sections, hopefully some that can be filled with content effortlessly, like news. If you have any ideas, just send them over to basenet at basenetradio.net.
Oh my god, is that a new domain or something?
That's correct. We got sick of the crappy domains from, like, Kanaka.
Who's Kanaka?
Some cheap.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they this that company that, like, you shouldn't use?
Yes.
If you ever see them and think, well, those prices are good, that you shouldn't use? They're like Satan or something.
Cough.
Yeah, exactly.
Who has T-Mobile?
I hate you all.
Nameless has T-Mobile.
And I also have AIDS, evidently.
Yeah,
oh,
yes,
sorry,
you do.
I'm sorry, AOL, my bad.
What?
Same difference. What did her computer has AIDS, AOL.
Oh, great.
Oh.
She should get H3K next.
It cures AIDS.
At least I'll know when I'm using my bondage card.
Ooh. Uncle, you forgot to mention me. I'm here too.
Fuck you.
Who is that?
Who's that?
I have no idea.
Was that Murdoch or something?
No. Dude, that's wrong. Murdoch's awesome.
I'm just fucking with him. No, seriously. Let me just finish with the cleanup. And don't forget, any reproduction and retransmission of this show is totally and fucking encouraged, so give it away now. That's right. Stop listening and give it away. Okay, and our MP3s are going to be available on our new website, basenetradio.net. Pimp, pimp, pimp.
Pimp, pimp.
And if you want to contact us, you can email us at, like I said, basenet at basenetradio.net.
You set that up?
Yes.
Awesome, you are the lead sewer man.
All right, so I guess it's on to our first section, and I guess we should start off with the news.
Okay.
Why? Because there's a lot of it to go around.
There is?
We got some comments,
I hope so.
Though.
I don't know. I thought we were just struggling looking for news.
We do have some comments, though, from a while ago, which I don't think we talked about on the air, if you want.
Well, yeah.
You want to do email and comments, then?
Yeah, why not? Okay.
Okay, email and comments it is.
Figure I give you slackers some more time to pick up some news stories there.
Yeah. Oh, fuck off.
Now I have to get to the site where the comments are.
If we all weren't so busy making girly voices...
Hey, I have news.
We would have been
prepared.
I made
this all up on the spot.
Girly voices are so fun.
That's just a stereotype.
And nobody...
No, see, Slick, you're just trying to sound sexy. Like, me, not gonna happen.
Ooh.
She told you, girl. Let me stop.
Don't go there, girlfriend.
Oh, come on. You know I am the most sexiest man alive.
Wow.
True.
Barry White.
I don't think Barry White's all that great.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that.
Nobody knows all. Who the fuck's Barry White? Ah, oh, jeez.
Some Barry White, some scented candles, and some... Massage oil?
Oh. Yeah, that's how it went, yeah.
You all know he's dead, right?
His music isn't.
Oh, that's true.
Anyway, the comments. Alright, I didn't know that these comments existed because the email was basenet@slickzero.net. I shouldn't have even said that because it's basenet@basenetradio.net now. And normally, whenever there was a new comment posted on Hacker Media, it would be emailed directly to that one of my addresses there, at slicko.net. And, well, when the domain was suspended, all mail that was sent to that didn't work. I wasn't even able to check any mail.
Cock knocker.
Anyway, first comment was from Enigma X. Okay, whatever fucktard shut you guys down needs to be uber omni-scanned. Your show rocks, and now no one can hear it. Sigh. I really hope you don't end up having to pay over $2,000 for what this asshole did to you, Slicko. Anyway, I hope you guys will be able to continue this awesome show, and good luck dealing with the hosting issue.
Yes, we fucktard. Fucking will.
Who was that from? I like that word, fucktard.
That was from Enigma X. And,
fucktard.
Next nice. Comment was from D31337 or delete.
Ah, 13, delete.
Right. My poetry must be shared with the world. I must find a way to host you. Don't you remember his poetry?
No,
the
my.
Stuff that doesn't need to be shared with the world.
Yes.
Oh, was it all sad and gothic like?
No.
Was he emo?
No.
Hey. He was just really weird.
No.
Have you ever met Rebel?
No.
Oh, it's Rebel?
No.
No.
Similar.
Oh, God. Thank God he doesn't know about this show.
You sure about that?
Ding, ding, ding.
Sure about what?
That he doesn't know about the show?
Well, that's why we don't have open phone lines. We tried to get Skype, but, well, when there's, like, 6 people using a bandwidth, that doesn't work out, especially when some people are downloading books and ISOs echo.
I stopped my book.
That was the fuel.
Yeah.
Love versus distance.
It doesn't matter, right? Okay.
Anyway, right now, shouts to End User for talking in the background.
Yeah, that's right. We're still playing your shit because, you know, our regular stream had, you know, crap the fuck out.
Actually, I didn't even try it this time.
Our regular stream has been playing the same 30-second clip for the last 3 weeks.
Has been.
Wow.
Which means if there's something wrong, I emailed them and let them know. I don't think they care.
You guys did a lot of changes while I was
We did?
Evidently, you know, Slade's the new host. I didn't do that.
Well, that just started last week.
Okay. Yeah, so we're also all wearing dresses now because it's so fucking hot.
I'm just kidding. I actually am wearing a skirt.
Okay, well, one person is wearing a dress.
If I had my kilt, I would probably be wearing one.
You have a kilt?
Yes.
Well, technically, it's my friend's kilt. But I wear
that's even
wear
more disturbing.
No, I wear
Please tell me you wore underwear under that thing.
It's not mine, so yes.
Okay.
But if it was mine,
you
no.
wouldn't.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Thank God.
Morbid dresses up in it for me.
Ooh. I do have the legs for a skirt.
Mouch, go out.
What color
is it, Morbid?
It's actually, it's the tartan of Clan Gordon. Scottish tartan.
Okay. I guess that's it for the comments.
Yeah,
no,
I was about to say there are more comments.
There are more, but we're just ADDing.
Okay, just checking.
Anyway, all right.
Hey, I'm getting time, so it's worth
it. This one's from what looks like a real name, so I'm not going to read it. If you send me the full 128 kbps file, I will host it. And, well, I would have, but we got a host already, so.
But thank you for the offer.
Yes, definitely thanks for the offer.
By the way, I gotta thank End User for the tip.
What's that?
About the new hosting.
Oh, right.
Because if it wasn't for him, we would never have found out.
Okay, cool.
Wait, what's the deal?
It's a good one.
It's a good one. I really don't want to say live on the air, or else everyone's gonna jump on it and it's gonna kill the deal.
Let me know about it later.
I'll tell you later.
Anyway, unless, of course, he wants us to shout that out.
I don't haven't spoken with him at that point yet. I don't know if he wants this to be that public.
We can't jinx it.
Right. Next comment by Kizzle. This sounds like a good time to try Coral Cash for your episodes. Eh, I guess that would have worked. And the next comment, shit, if Kanaka hadn't suspended Slicko.net, I would have seen these comments much earlier. Oh well, BizNetRadio.net is up now. Thanks, Slade. I'll be posting here again tomorrow with the episode being recorded tonight. That must be now.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway. So I guess that's the end of all.
Don't pull a me, Slick.
Don't pull you.
Remember that time I got confused and I didn't know when my flight was because I didn't know when the show was.
Oh, yeah. E3?
I'm going to E3 next week, but E3 is tomorrow.
What?
Wait, what?
You're on your what?
But I did make it.
That's good. That's definitely a good thing. And you had a good time?
Matters. I had a phenomenal time.
Ooh.
I would have liked it better if you guys were there.
Well, maybe next year you can sneak us in.
I did have passes, but it was too late to invite anyone.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, that sound was me shaking my fist at her. Anyway.
Anyway, since that's the end of comments, unless Slade has any email yet.
No. We haven't even officially released this episode yet.
True.
I have a comment. I missed you guys.
Aww.
Tear.
Drip, drip. All right, let's move on to news because I got stuff.
All right, so stuff.
This has to be the best one so far.
Uh-oh.
What's robots that? Run amok at hospital.
Yes! Robot stories. They are amazing.
They're the best. Oh, my God.
Right. So, this is from the San Francisco Chronicle. A robot, they call it Waldo. Don't ask.
Where's Waldo? He's running amok.
Now, see, if I had made that joke, no one would have laughed.
We might have.
So, make the joke next time, and we'll see if we laugh.
Hold on.
It's getting hot in here. Wow. Okay. Robot that delivers medicine, actually, at the University of California San Francisco Medical Center. It went berserk, obviously.
Oh my God, look at them. It really is getting hot in here.
According to the story, Waldo shot past the pharmacy, barged into an uninvited examination room in the radiation oncology department, where he, according to an anonymous caller, just stood there while the doctor started examining a patient and would refuse to leave.
Wait. How can a robot refuse to leave?
I don't
know.
Can
you just turn it around and push it out?
It's supposed to deliver stuff and then leave on its own accord.
Yeah,
and it just ran in there and just started staring at him.
So let's try to keep track of what we got so far. We have robots that are lustful.
Right.
Robots that reproduce.
Right.
Robots that go to school.
Right.
Does a toilet that knows you count as a robot?
The toilet that reports back to the FBI what you're pissing? Yes.
So the toilet robot that knows what you do.
And if you have herpes.
Oh.
Okay. Any other robots besides this new hospital one?
As far as I know, I can look some more up while you install.
Well, I'm in the process of building one called Proto Man. I'm going to name him.
I got a scarf he can use.
Yeah, you know, he might need one just for his cooling vents in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Buffy the other day, and it was the one where they made the Buffy bot. You know, Spike made the Buffy bot for sex.
I never watched that show.
Oh my God, so I imagined, I was like, I wonder if people would buy a robot that looked like me.
Have you been to realdoll.com?
Yo.
Yes, I have.
Well, the average couples
get that as a gift to one another.
Are you trying to promote your, like, bring up your fan club here?
Absolutely not, actually. I just really want a robot like me.
That's disturbing.
I'd be my own best friend.
You know the good thing is about that? You can send your robot to work while you don't want to go.
I love my job, though.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you just want to stay in and sleep.
I'll send it to you to a TRU instead, and I'll go to my other job. I can go to TRU and deal with that crap.
Good
go
job.
On, I'm sorry, go on.
It doesn't matter. So anyway, the robot went amok, and, well, I don't know what exactly they're going to do with it, but supposedly they were supposed to make more of these. Now I think that program might be canceled. Well, I'll keep an eye on the story and report back later.
Now, see, if humans can't even do their job right, what makes you think a machine can? Because humans program machines, don't they?
Yeah,
okay, then. So
exactly.
If you can't do your job the right way, then what makes you think something you build is going to do your job the right way?
Especially if they run Microsoft Windows.
Every now and then, like, 1 in 1,000 employees actually do their job.
This just
every
shows
time.
What a bunch of assholes.
What? Who?
Wait,
okay, so.
Nothing.
Should we go down to the next piece of news?
Okay,
here?
So, you know, yes. BitTorrent.
Okay.
I love it.
Oh, you got one? Okay, go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you know BitTorrent.
You're kind of hollowing back there since you're leaning back, but whatever.
I love it. We all love it. I get my crap from it. Instead of Kazan, shit like that, which we actually talked about earlier. Extremely strange reference because no one uses it anymore. Microsoft is now working on its own BitTorrent client. BitTorrent-esque client.
No.
Yeah.
I fear.
I'm sorry.
It's going to crash when you try to download stuff.
Yeah.
Are you done with your book?
An illegal exception has occurred.
This is happening in Cambridge in the UK. It's codenamed Avalanche. The program makes it easy to share content by dividing files such as software, audio, and video into chunks, much like BitTorrent. Using network coding, it can recreate missing blocks of data that can be used in place of missing chunks. The reputation of file sharing has been damaged by legal action efforts adopted by... It was adopted to share copyrighted files. Yes, we all know that. BitTorrent, of course, uses trackers, And they're under fire with the MPAA because they have nothing better to do but sue poor bastards who don't have money to pay their suits.
Question, what do Avalanche and Windows Microsoft have in common?
They What's both that? Crash.
They both come crashing down on you.
Microsoft researchers say Avalanche could be used to help distribute software, security patches, and shit like TV on demand.
I really don't like that name. It's no. like they're flooding me with traffic or something.
It provides a cost-effective, so which means it's going to cost money, internet-scalable and very fast file distribution solution, says their website.
BitTorrent, anyone?
Yeah.
Yes, but something tells me since this costs money, you're not going to worry about having to be sued, but it also probably means they restrict what you can use.
Yeah, probably. Okay. You probably have to have, like, you have one version that's client, and then you have the other version that's able to actually share stuff, and that's, like, what? A higher price. Maybe,
okay.
I don't know.
And what do they say? Okay.
Can't clients share? I mean, that's the way BitTorrent works, you know, everyone's...
No, but if you have a client, you only share other people's stuff. That's already...
Oh, you can't make anything unless you
I'm
have
I'm making
the,
this up as I go along. Package. I'm just saying...
No, I see what you mean. Yeah. Like, you can't actually make a torrent without pay for software.
Right. Okay. Pretty much.
And this is a cool little tidbit. According to this research company, they said downloads of TV programs have increased by 150% in the last year. And just under half of that... No, actually, no, never mind. I don't know how to do math. 70% of that. I was doing 150% divided in half. Okay. 70% of that were BitTorrent files.
Damn. That's a lot, considering. How long has BitTorrent been around?
I give it about 3 years.
About 3 years?
It's been around.
That's I would say
from infancy. From infancy to what it is now, maybe 3 years.
I'm about to shoot myself in the foot and say, I've never heard of it.
Anyway. I'm just teasing. Alright.
No more.
Teasing what? Where's the gun?
Hmm? I don't know. You have the gun. I gave it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, with the...
Isn't that like the fourth time you've used that on me?
Oh, sweet. She got up just as when you were doing...
Someone needs to get a paper towel. She's bleeding all over the place.
What?
Oh, I was going to go with a completely different...
That's not what I meant.
I was going to go with completely different...
I thought you were going along with the lifting the skirt out thing before. No. My bad.
Wait, she didn't have fans before. Oh, she does
wait,
now.
Wait, Slade. Slade, blood is white.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Milky?
That was a robot joke right there. Okay.
Oh, were we talking about... Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I'm not even paying attention.
Let's not...
That's why I didn't say that word out loud.
We're playing with other people's minds here, so don't worry. Anyway, Linux is garbage.
What? Wait, what?
I was waiting for that.
I'm a nice convert.
Yes, I saw that already.
You saw that, yes. Theo Durat, he... works on OpenBSD. Okay. He calls Linux crap.
And he
much.
Had some valid points, sadly.
Well, he had some valid points, but some of it is like...
Some of it's a little off, right? But I mean, you know, their opinions.
No, I think his main gripe is that, like, a bunch of people, like Big Blue, HP...
Have a hand in it. His other gripe is that some of the code was kind of placed together piece by piece. Which is the only valid point that he had, where, like, he was reading through the kernel code, and he saw a comment line that says, is this supposed to be here? And that didn't make him feel a lot better.
I gotta grip that.
I write code like that all the time.
I know. Yeah, it's...
I know that. That's the fun part. But like, he thinks differently. He wants it to be organized and structured.
Oh, right. No, Steve Jobs thinks differently.
Yeah, I know. And that's where you get next in Apple. Anyway. Go on.
Think different.
You were saying echo? You were saying something about...
Yeah, I mean, like, I always... When I write code, it's like, I'm not sure if this should be here.
But it is.
My program works with it there. My program works without it there. So I'll just leave it in there.
In case.
In case, yeah.
Right, because you don't know if it makes it work better which way.
Exactly. And then you have memory leaks and buffer overflows and off by one errors. And then your system gets pwned.
And all you did was, like, a file that made a letter M flash of
which.
Speaking of which...
What the?
Don't make fun of me.
Getting pwned. Your system getting pwned?
Yes.
Microsoft warns of critical flaws.
Again.
Again.
Microsoft warns of critical flaws?
Do we come up with one of these every other single
flash.
Week?
Microsoft has a flurry day.
Every other week, this is, like, major headlines and...
Wait, newsflash, newsflash. There is crime on the internet.
Oh, God!
I mean, what the fuck? Crime on the internet? Jesus Christ.
The software giant has warned that 3 loopholes affecting Windows and Internet Explorer allowed an attacker to...
At least 2 other people heard that
surprise.
Episode.
Surprise, I know what you're talking about. You take control of the personal computer.
If you read the Windows updates, that's all it says in the description. They say the same thing.
Okay, for 3 loopholes...
Trust this binary patch. It will fix everything.
And screw something else up.
For 3
loopholes...
Here's
the patch for the patch, and is the patch for the patch that patches the patch?
They need 7 updates.
Ooh.
Why? Can't they do 1 update to fix it all? If they know all 3 problems, why don't they do 1 update to fix it?
That's the difference I find between Macintosh and Windows. With Windows, you have to get every single patch they make consecutively, and reboot about 3 times in between. With OS X, they have 1 cumulative patch. And that's it. And maybe if there's a few more in between their major patches.
Hot fixes and stuff like that. Yeah.
But then they don't wait till you have to make a
sort of like
patch
a mini service
4. Or... That's retarded.
Oh, no.
That was good, yeah.
You're trying to pay attention. I'm
trying to dance, yo. This music.
Everyone stopped and started bopping their head at that point. Like, what is this?
It's like you hear the bass drum.
Oh, I thought Slick was looking at me and but never mind.
What?
No. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Never mind, okay. last month, Microsoft announced plans to offer its own, open its own antivirus and security updates for home computers called Windows One Care. Okay, and once again... Didn't they used to have updates for free? Didn't they used to do their updates for free?
Yeah.
Security updates?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The service would be on a yearly subscription basis.
Oh, God.
Oh, they could
just like other
one.
Antivirus protection services. I guess they're combining their antivirus with their security updates. So since it's with antivirus, they're going to charge money.
Oh, yeah. That's the antivirus program they came out with.
It's called OneCare. Windows OneCare. They care about one thing, money.
How about this? Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, how about this? Instead of... paying them money for an antivirus, why don't we pay them money for... Well, I'm not gonna... But why don't we pay them money for them to fix their fucking holes that allows all this friggin', like, security leaks and viruses to happen in the first place?
How much does the Microsoft OS cost? If you buy it...
$150.
Roughly.
Pro is like,
that's for home upgrade edition. So if you want a corporate edition for something,
it's like
you're looking at $2,500 for, like, 2003.
So we pay that... Yeah. What, the average user pays that much for their OS with security issues. How much does the average Linux distro that is secure, well, for the most part, a shitload more secure than Windows cost?
Well, if you're really
lazy, it depends what you're running.
If you're really lazy, like it's $1.99. If you're really lazy, it's $1.99 just to get the CD shipped to you.
Or else you could download it and burn it
yourself.
For free.
For like 20
the cost
cents
of the bandwidth.
Bandwidth and the and,
bandwidth
and a couple blank CDs. I'm sorry, so like 7
one blank
cents,
CD sometimes.
7 cents for like the
if you buy
the
CDs
heavy
in bulk.
Bulky the heavy bulky distros.
Yeah.
With CDs.
You're right.
Ow.
But then
did you just click with your tongue and like hurt your tongue ring?
Wait, you click with your tongue ring and
nameless nods.
She can't speak anymore.
Okay, so
I pinched it because, look, there's a hoop on the ball. So I actually pinched my tongue between the hoop and the ball.
Ouch.
That sucks.
That's not normal, okay. Let's see, what was I going to say?
Okay, all I heard from you guys for the past 10 minutes was blah, 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 so I had to entertain myself somehow.
Understood.
Okay, so one of the most popular music downloads on BBC Radio.
BBC Radio?
What would you guess?
Music downloads on BBC Radio?
Yeah.
Some pop crap.
Guesses.
Oh, they actually, I know they have like a lot of really good techno stuff. Or at least that's what I hear from people.
No clue. Basement Radio.
Beethoven's first 5 symphonies.
Nice.
With the number 1 proving the most popular. 700,000 downloads of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been the Spice Girl.
Oh, God. Wait, what's called? Sporty No Baby is still around?
Yes.
Yeah.
And her name is Emma Button.
I don't know her actual name.
Emma Button.
I just like Sporty.
I love her new song. Like, I'm obsessed with her breasts. They're perfect.
Ow, fuck.
And another person pinches her tongue.
You're right. Her breasts are just so perfect.
They're so cute.
I want breasts like, oh shit, my bra's been hanging out the whole time.
Okay.
And she didn't have fans yet.
Look at it this way. At least your boobs weren't hanging out. It was just your bra.
He has a point.
I can fix that.
Uh-oh.
Feel free.
Stop.
Wow.
Anyway.
And then
people are feeling free.
More
stop
news
touching
anyone?
My boobs.
Can I do this one?
Yeah, shoot.
You won.
What are you chewing on?
You can pick
Echo?
Any of my news stories I have.
The cap from the Poland Spring bottle.
This is pacifier.
Why?
This is pacifier.
Okay. I have an oral fixation too. I need something in my mouth at all times.
Anyway, I have news.
Wow.
Never mind.
Are you an Aries? Name
them. I'm a Virgo. I'm the Virgin of the Zodiac.
Okay. Has anybody ever heard of PayPal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, who PayPal. Hasn't? Has anybody heard of Google?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Google's going
Google.
To...
Sorry.
Google... You've heard of Google?
Google.
Google's going to take on PayPal. They plan to offer a competing online payment system this year.
You mean GayPal? Just kidding.
Oh, wow.
It starts with a G. What do you want from me? Go on.
Google? What's Google on? Pal? PayPal? GayPal? You know, it's all the same.
Anyway, go on.
Okay. Would anybody buy a service called GayPal?
No.
But anyway, I already know the answer to that question. Yes.
The people at Happy Pride on Saturday would.
What was that?
The people at Happy Pride on Saturday would.
Oh. Oh, speaking of, like, certain days and, like... Today is a special day. It's the 20th. When we're recording this, at least. It is the 20th.
It's Jay's birthday. Happy birthday, Jay.
Who?
Jay.
Who's Jay?
One of my best friends.
I hope he listens to this.
I told him to.
Okay.
Anyway, today... June 20th is official cat sex day.
Wait, actual sex with cats or our masturbation theory with kittens?
No, if you're ever on IRC and Bin River and the Bin River forums, you'll know what I'm talking about.
For all you stoners out there,
the people from Bin River are going to want to kill me. The other half are going to just scream cat sex in unison as they listen to that.
And for all you stoners out there, it's the 2-month anniversary of 420.
Ooh. I had fun.
I don't remember 420.
I can't.
I don't either. It was just great.
When was that?
See, that's when you know you had a good day, when you don't remember.
No, I did. I think I had work.
When was it?
He didn't get that.
He didn't get that.
Don't worry, we got it.
I probably just... You know what? I probably was like half listening and ADDing at the time, so... Whatever.
It's okay, no one listens to me anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
It's the voice.
What were you saying, Slick?
What was that?
What were you saying?
Exactly.
I forget.
Who, what, huh?
Where are we?
He's the...
Cat sex. Gizmo and Mercutio?
I'm sorry, I was paying too much attention.
Gay incestual cat sex? What?
I was paying attention to the backbone of the internet here.
I remember that.
I know, I'm trying to listen to the music, too.
Yeah, the music is pretty damn good.
Hear the music.
Well, anyway, while we're checking that out, Echo was putting me up on this. The backbone of the internet. If you guys want to check it out,
my phone's
check
off,
out
I swear.
Mirrors.playboy.com.
Oh, it's right.
And when you go there, you'll see the backbone of the web. You know,
porn.
Everything that you need is right there.
Porn?
Somewhat. It's a geek related porn.
Oh, yeah, I went to this before.
KD sent you that.
Yes, he did.
So if it's KD who's responsible for this, or you?
Well, he told me about it one night. And I was kind of busy. And I'm like, I don't really want to deal with random links people are sending me. And as I was trolling around some forums, I saw the link again. And I'm like, well, if the link is being shown to me twice in one night, it better be damn good. And it was funny. But I think it was really funny. Unfortunately, it's not a Gentoo mirror, which was the post was like, God damn it, if it's not a Gentoo mirror, how the fuck does this help me? It's funny. No, alright, whatever. Moving on. Oh, shit.
Turn the shit off.
My phone is off, so it's not me.
It's this one.
Sorry. Sorry.
You're getting too many text messages.
No, I want a job. I'm waiting for a job offer.
Nameless, where is your phone so I can throw it against the wall?
That looked great, but it sounded horrible.
What?
Exactly.
And it doesn't help that I'm sitting in Morbid's lap, right?
No, it doesn't.
Morbid, stop that.
It's just...
Okay,
stop.
Let's see.
Wait, I want to do this one.
Okay.
I feel so dirty.
According... I'm actually doing something worthwhile.
Okay, do it then.
Okay, according to BBC News, teleporting is going to be, it's this new idea for over the internet. Computer scientists in the U.S. are developing a system which would allow people to teleport, and that's in quotes, a solid 3D recreation of themselves over the internet.
Hologram?
Yeah, using, wait, what is that?
Sounds like Sean Kennedy's server thing.
It said it would be made up, the massive material would be made up of small synthetic, again in quotes, atoms.
Hmm.
Cameras would capture the movement of an object or person, and then this data would be fed to the atoms, which would then assemble themselves to make an exact likeness of the object.
So it's
like claymation. Mm-hmm. How many people do you think are going to do this naked?
Too many.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, exactly. I would.
Now, here's the problem. Now, what happens to this little person of yours when you crash out and it stays wandering around on its own?
Is it gonna die? Would it have an awful death? Like, oh my god, I'm melting!
Dude, okay, better yet, like, what they happens if it develops its own, like, you know, thought I know process?
The, I know the first thing I would say if I did one of those and I had one. Execute Order 66.
You know what I would do with mine? Like, as I would, you know, this video camera, if it was on me, I'd stuff my bra. Like, really big. And I want to look like Lara Croft.
But the thing is, those atoms would be recreated, so they could just take off your top and the little image and see that you stuffed your bra.
Whatever.
Would it have a little cheater thing, because it doesn't know?
What would happen if an insect got in...
So download a hack for it, so that everything gets, you know, implanted.
X-ray vision.
That so do you guys want to know how they came up with this idea?
Keep going, yeah.
Sex. Okay. Cat sex.
No, they came up with this idea based on claytronics, again in quotes. The animation technique, which involves slightly moving a model per frame to animate it.
Gaytronics.
Like that awesome...
Like Wallace and Gromit.
I want...
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Like Nightmare Before Christmas, Wallace and Gromit.
I'm sorry, that name claytronics just scares me for some reason.
Because it sounds like laytronics.
Exactly.
What? Latex?
Latex scares you?
I swear, this is like a triple X, you know, episode.
That's good.
Jeez.
Wow. It's cat sex day.
It's cat sex day, and I'm also sitting in Morbid's lap, which is kind of fun.
And she slides up and down.
I am wearing a skirt.
As Morbid thrusts his hips.
When you...
Oh, wow.
Bouncy.
Don't make me do what I do to you. Because I will do it.
I want to know what you do to it.
Now we all know what she does to
it. She bites.
No, I don't bite.
I like biting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Speaking
anyway,
of latex.
Yeah, when you watch something created by claymation, it is a real object, and it looks like it's moving itself. That's something like the idea of what they're doing. Pretty much like this 3D atom-made image of you is going to be moving by itself. So you can make it jerk off, you can make it have sex with cats.
Little clay sprays everywhere.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, God.
But what I want to know is how much of a likeness will it be? Like, will it make you... actually look like yourself, or will you look like a video game character?
At first, it'll probably look like a video game character.
Day, you think? Until they improve it?
Yeah, exactly.
Until they get all the kinks out and everything like that?
Will it be like back in the day when I had a 386
computer? Don't say anything about that word.
Really bad video processor, and I had to look at my porn in black and white so it could actually look good?
Hello, girlfriend sitting right here.
Well, the thing is, with this thing, you might have an extra nipple, like, you know, a little far...
Oh, glitches?
Far on
oh, that would suck.
Oh, well, glitches. Evidently, I already have one of those, according to MySpace.
Yeah, that's right.
My nipple's, like, up on my neck. According to everyone.
Shh. Don't tell everybody you have MySpace. You're gonna get 1,000 friend requests now. Unless you want to.
She already gets, like, 1,000
friend requests. I already get
1,000
friend requests a day.
Oh, never mind. Can I be your friend?
You go ahead.
Fuck you.
When did I reject you?
I'm afraid of rejection.
Oh. No, the thing is, what I was afraid of, actually, after Morbid gave my MySpace in the...
IRC?
Yeah, in the IRC chat room. I remember, like, I don't really... approve everyone, like, you mm-hmm. know. So I don't know if you were from BaseNet or not. So if I you know,
well, you can
denied
check that out.
You,
go,
request me again and write me a message and let me know it's you.
If you want to know if they're from BaseNet, just go to the BaseNet's own
MySpace
thing. Bob. MySpace.
Well, you guys have a MySpace or just a group?
You're a friend with the MySpace.
There's a group for BaseNet.
Oh, I am friends with MySpace.
You are friends with MySpace.
BaseNet. Rather.
I mean BaseNet.
Honey, I have.
BaseNet itself has its own, and
you have a group.
And we have the group as well.
I have almost 700 friends. I have no idea.
I want like 700 friends. That means I'm cool.
Okay.
There's a half naked picture of me. That's why I have over 700 friends.
So if I take a half naked picture of you, I'll have 700 friends?
Nice.
Okay. So.
You don't need a half naked picture of yourself.
Wow, Morbid's look getting
picture.
Red. He's like, damn, I already have a half naked picture.
Ding.
It could be the fact I'm a lightweight and this is my third beer.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is there another beer?
And I haven't eaten it.
And he's trying to get me drunk. Every time he tries to give me a drink, I'm like, no. He goes, I'm trying to get you drunk. See? He's trying to get me drunk.
Now you know why this is a completely ADD and XXX episode.
Cat
sex okay,
episode.
So... Plus, it's my first show back after, like, you know what, 3 weeks.
Ever.
So, come on.
The hacker may have broken into more than 40 million credit card accounts, some U.S. company official says. MasterCard, and I also heard, and Visa.
And Visa. I heard that
14 million,
that article.
14 million MasterCard, 22 million Visa cards. Some guy might know, so he might have, like, gotten your information. So for the next couple of months, keep an eye out on your statement, see if anything weird is going on, if you have any of those cards.
Somebody got your docs.
I have, like, 7 cards by both of those.
You're gonna have to keep your eye out.
I have no money on those cards.
The docs.
I have actually quite high limits.
The docs have been
that's
dropped.
That's because you have a job.
They gave me a high limit. Then I okay.
Too much info. Way
he's talking.
Too much info. We know. He doesn't
listen,
have a lot.
Listen.
Drive by download sites. Chauffeur spyware. The
difference. It's from what you want to listen to him?
Yeah, I want to listen to him.
Listen.
After Alec Bay was Sylvie Marks at HAL 9000 with a track. My computer eats an acid trip. Then it was, Goofy Scientist.
Eats an acid trip?
Wait, what?
Wow, that made no sense.
It sounded like you said his computer eats an acid trip.
Needs an acid trip.
Oh, needs. Oh.
Underground resistance.
Okay, you know what? I'm sitting in his lap, okay? I can't concentrate.
Yeah.
So that's what you call it now, sitting.
Bouncy. Kids are calling it nowadays.
Yeah, I gotta go sit.
Yeah. Man, you know what's sad about this? The majority of our listeners are probably like 16 years old.
They're probably listening to this right now. Come on now.
Hey, I didn't have sex. My
13-year-old cousin told me yesterday that Orlando Bloom had a sweet ass. Okay? These kids are growing up way too fast.
Listen,
you're talking about
a bunch of geeks here. A bunch of hackers. I don't think at 16 they've all had sex.
I didn't have sex when I was 16.
I waited till I was 20.
Aww.
I didn't have sex until I was 18, I think.
Okay, I'm not even going to say because now I'm going to feel like an uber slut.
Say it. Now you have to say it.
You have to. Can I guess? Can we guess?
Go ahead, guess.
It better not be 11. That's
I'm guessing 15.
When you're younger.
Younger than that? Damn!
14?
Okay, you know what? I had like 8 beers. He was in college. He was cool.
Oh my god.
Worse and worse.
That sounds like some of my old fraternity brothers who would go to the high school dances.
All I ask is, please tell me he wasn't in college for 8 years.
Oh, no.
He's a freshman.
No, he wasn't. He was a junior.
Okay. At least he wasn't third.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, but...
Is he in jail yet?
Okay, see the way I look now?
Right.
I've looked this way since I was about 12.
Okay, so he probably thought you were like 18 or something.
Well, people now think I'm underage, though. So. What are you doing?
He's moving her. He got hard. He's shifting.
He's been that way.
Wow.
Okay, Morbid out.
Cold shower now.
No, I need to go take the
shit. Oh, you're trying to get up.
I
thought he already was off.
Don't break the seal, man.
Or I did a while ago.
Oh, I'm a stan.
What?
You know what? He's gone.
I'm taking another beer.
You know, this essentially turned from BizNet Radio into the Howard Stern Show.
Because wow. I'm here.
Oh, there's more?
Except without the
heat. There's one more.
Except without the slapping.
Pass it over.
I'm
out.
She hit me.
I'm telling you, I take over the show for like 2 weeks, and it's like
because you're because you
because you're from the Bronx.
Because you are the effing man.
No,
that's
no.
Sean Kennedy.
That's Sean Kennedy.
All right.
Oh, that doesn't work. Can't put the nipple on the beer.
Wait, no, that's actually a trick that we used to do at Stilettos. Being that I was a cocktail waitress there, we actually did that.
You put nipples on beers?
We put them like this.
Oh.
So.
You gotta explain it to me later.
Are you gonna finish your news, or are we gonna?
Oh, I don't have any other news because I don't know how to work his crap top.
Then what you do something. Is you drink your beer and it's like tastes like milk.
Hackers hit Canada.
No, it tastes like Rolling Rock, aka shit.
Whoa! I like Rolling Rock. It doesn't taste that bad.
Wait,
each one of those up there is news. Click one and you get news.
All right, my turn.
That's
my
because
turn.
It's free.
My turn. My turn.
Oh,
me.
I don't get a turn. I don't
touché.
Get a turn.
It's free.
I just taught Nameless what tabs do.
Shut. I have AOL.
Oh God!
Someone do something.
You have AIDS.
All right, so Dale has news.
Yes.
Dale.
Waiting for his computer to load is like waiting for an AIDS test. Takes forever.
Years.
Or a pregnancy test.
That's three times you said it.
I know. Please read. Red Dragon, sorry.
I'm going to rip your hair out.
We're going to edit that later.
Anyway. Yeah, hackers hit Canada Credit Bureau. Apparently hackers like hitting credit card bureaus now. So.
What?
Yeah.
You're reading the news pretty poorly.
Yeah, I
You're
know.
Reading it worse than I do distros. I do distros pretty bad now.
Yeah, hackers have hit one of Canada's major credit bureaus, according to globalandmail.com. I'm just going to read it because, it says Equifax Canada says it has discovered what appears to be the improper use of customers' access codes and security passwords. What the hell are you doing?
Don't mind that. Keep
don't
going.
Don't
keep going. Just keep going.
No, I'm watching them, so I know when to raise the mic.
You guys don't mind if I read out the article, because it's like...
No, read. Read.
Okay. Okay, the agency says about 600 Equifax consumer credit files were accessed without authorization. Most of the people affected are in B.C.
You were fine. Lift your bridge.
Anyway, Equifax is a national company that compiles credit cards on consumers across Canada using data provided by credit grantors such as banks, credit card companies, and retail outlets.
Where was that from?
Was it? Oh, Globe and email and mail.com, sorry. Oh, no, it's globetechnology.com.
Oh, okay.
But I got it. What link I got that from? I think I got it from the Register.
Okay.
So.
Oh my God.
Oh, cool.
What the fuck?
Wait, ooh, can I read this one?
I'll get this one.
Can I read this one? Because it actually goes in with something I wrote a blog about the other day. This one is from eLeak.com. Monks use high-tech camera to read ancient texts. Mount Sinai, Egypt. The world's oldest monastery plans to use high-tech cameras to shed new light on ancient Christian texts, preserved for centuries within its fortress walls of the Sinai Desert. Uh-huh. St. Catherine's Monastery hopes the technology will allow a fuller understanding of some of the world's earliest Christian texts, including pages from the Codex Sinaiticus, the oldest surviving Bible in the world. So we're finally going to find out that God's a woman.
No, so you mean we're going to get the original version of the world's best-selling fiction book?
Yeah.
The Bible?
This is why I'm agnostic.
Oh, shit, you mean by do not kill to not kill people?
Do not kill. I kill.
Wait, so Jesus was a woman, too. Her name's Jessica. All makes sense now.
Hey, so Jessica was a lesbian and had sex with Mary Magdalene all the time?
Wow.
That's who I was named after. I was named after a reformed prostitute.
So your name is Nameless?
That hurts.
Nameless was the name of a reformed prostitute.
You fucked up now.
Nice.
Oh, so you bit me.
whatever.
But see, now people still don't know which. Yeah, yeah. So it's still kind of hidden.
Docs, drops,
docs.
Sorry.
All right, I've got something here. Echo, first things first, I want you to put on this hat.
I don't want to put on the hat.
Well, you're putting on the hat.
All right, give me the hat.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm just going to put on the hat.
I got the hat.
Okay. All right, so now, we wanted more robot news, right, Morb?
Yes, I love robot news.
Robots, scientists, control live mouse.
That's some fucked up shit.
So what happens is... They were able to get these little electrodes, controllers on top of their heads, and they were able to tell the mice to turn left, to turn right, or move forward.
That's
interesting. And luckily, they sent us a spare copy, and I put them on Echo's head.
Hey, anyone from PETA listening, you go after these bastards.
No, but the thing is, the mice aren't being...
What if I put electrodes in your head? Walking down the street, minding your own business, and I say, jerk off.
Here's the remote. You have to run with Echo. The mice are not being experimented on.
What the hell are you talking
about? The mice are experimenting on us.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, very true.
That's right.
No, but here's the thing. We gotta start making mice-sized Pac-Man mazes so we could control them. Go left, up, up, down, left.
Pellet. Except they're cheese. They're little bits of cheese and then a big block of cheese.
Wait, so the ghosts would be cats? Cat sex day.
That's fucked up.
And if the mouse eats the big cheese, then it's able to have sex with the cat, making the game called Cat Sex. Okay, I just developed Cat Sex the game.
Nice.
Oh, and that's not inhumane. Expect the Flash version.
No, it's not inhumane. It's in feline or something.
In feline, literally.
No, but seriously, I think that'd be good. You know, all these scientists who like fuck with animals' heads, like trying to make them do stuff and see if they can control brain waves and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I'm gonna design one you can put on humans. And that way, you're just walking down the street, mind your own business, you know, or walking into church. And all of a sudden, you just whip off your pants and, like, whip it out. And you're like, oh, Jesus. like, praise his name.
You walk into church and, bam, you drop dead.
Anyone ever see Orgasmo?
No.
I heard good things about that movie.
No, God, if I ever walk into church again, I will burn.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah, the two guys that created South Park are in it. Well, I think one.
So you mean, if you were able to control me... in the middle of the show, I would just whip... Uh-oh.
Yeah. Put it away, man. Namus has got to put the controller down. She's making everybody do stuff.
The only person she's making do stuff is Morbid right now. Oh, she flips me the love, baby. Harder, Morbid, harder.
Can you stop watching?
Well, you're doing it right there.
You don't need to look over here. Okay.
Y'all have laptops in front of you.
You know, she's practically getting drunk just this
I was honestly just breathing him, smelling his breath.
I'm sorry, I'm a lightweight.
Okay. He's a lightweight.
That's why I'm dating him.
Ooh.
I'm a cheap date. I'm sorry.
Wait, you're a fraternity brother and you're a lightweight?
Yes.
That's got a slug.
Wait, so does that mean you're a sorority girl?
No, it just means
I'm more of a fraternity brother than you are.
No, it just means I'm a lightweight, and it means I don't spend a lot of money to get drunk, because I only need a couple beers.
You got a point.
I'm a scrawny bastard, and I don't really eat much when I drink. It turns out I don't eat whenever the nights I drink.
Ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so IBM brings the JS20 blade to telcos. So now IBM is breaking into the telco industry here.
What?
Yeah, they offer it's Blade Server. You know, they have the whole new line of Blade Servers.
What about Razer Servers?
No. They have their Blade Servers, and now they have the JS20 running on its PowerPC 970 chip and supporting Linux and AIX. It's now available in the Blade Center T chassis. That was not a promotion for them. I just decided to read it like
that.
Okay, the chassis is Network Equipment Build Standard Level 3 compliant, whatever the hell that means. A key standard for telecom systems that operates in physically harsh conditions. Eventually, IBM will bring its LS20 blade, which runs on Advanced Micro Devices Opteron chip, to the Blade Center T platform.
Stop drinking. He's cut off. That's it.
I'm just burping. I'm sorry. Okay.
He cutting him off?
Of everything.
Ooh.
In addition, IBM is teaming with such vendors as Motorola and
Fujitsu.
Fujitsu, whatever.
Caltex.
Siemens. Fujitsu Siemens Computers to incorporate high availability middleware in its integrated platform to telecommunications, which integrates carrier-grade Linux software onto the systems and chassis. Motorola is also developing a VIOP blade.
VoIP.
VIOP. You know what? I'm a girl, and I don't do this kind of crap. I do video games. Whatever.
It's just
a that girl VoIP blade for the platform.
Cool. Awesome.
I know. New sounds so hot now.
You should do news more often.
Should I?
You should talk more.
Bring some video game news in once in a while.
Okay, first of all, right now what we're doing is,
Nothing illegal, we're under NDA, you know. Nothing under NDA or anything, but...
That's the thing, that's all there is now. I know.
That sucks.
No. PSP, actually, around Christmas time, will be introducing an actual camera on your PSP.
Sort of like the iToy for Xbox?
So, everyone, you know, you just wasted $249.99 on the...
digital camera?
On the PSP. Mm-hmm. You're going to waste another $300 on the new one with the camera.
What about the...
A whole new one?
Quick announcement.
Can't begin it.
Okay.
Telco Bob pwns you. I'm live in the IRC.
IRC. Shit, we haven't been there.
We haven't been there.
Yeah, I've been talking about you guys all night.
Really?
No.
What? What?
Wait, what?
Egocentric bastards.
Well, we are sitting over here, like, talking about sex half the time. Dogs.
Cat sex?
I'm still alive.
We need to have the cat sex sound.
Never mind, he wasn't talking.
Well, you do that pretty good.
Wait.
Yeah, but it's kind of sad that I have to do it each time.
The only people in here is about us.
Exactly.
And Ghostless.
Is Ghostless even active right now?
No. He's dead. Well, he says he is, but he's not.
He isn't there.
No, he doesn't.
He's Ghostless.
Ghostless AFK, away from keyboard. He's done.
Did we get that channel
what it
yet?
Stands for?
Yeah.
Yo, you're a gamer and you don't know these things.
Yo, noob.
I don't do IRC shit.
No, I'm talking about her.
AFK has been around for... Well, mostly PC gaming, though. That's keyboard.
I don't do that.
The only PC gaming I did was Command & Conquer.
The only PC gaming I ever did was Commander Keen.
That sounded really awesome, by the way. No, you clicked it off your side of your mouth.
It's hard.
Okay! People who don't know what we're talking about think that's really bad.
The cap from his Poland Spring bottle, you sick fucks.
What? That wasn't.
Right.
Okay, what is this? What the hell is this?
Upside down dances.
Do Google Ads help fund spyware? I don't know, do they?
RD, do you have anything?
Know what they discussed on The View the other day? No, it has to do with computers. I swear to God, or else they wouldn't bring it up. So, no one else was saying anything. No, so I was on my computer, and, you know, I was playing on MySpace and whatever, and The View was on. My stepfather was watching it, and then they started talking about Google.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
oh, no.
Not only can I not stand Star Jones, period, but then she started talking about computers, and I realized what an ass she really is. So she goes, oh, well, know what I found out the other day? And I'm like, I'm watching. She goes, whenever you're searching for something on Google, if it's one whole word, you have to put it in quotes. Like, if you're searching for John Smith, you can't just put John Smith. You have to put it in quotes and show that it's one word. And I'm like, I even knew that, and I'm the biggest retard about computers that there is. I just thought that was hysterical because no one else was saying anything. Go on.
Okay, well.
I just bought you like 4 minutes of finding something else to talk about.
Okay, so
we don't need 4 minutes.
Do you have any important news stories to go? We're running out of time.
Robert Pepper's leaving the FCC.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Shit.
He's a longtime Federal Exchange, Federal Communication Commission Chief of Policy Development is leaving on June 30th.
Good thing then, I guess.
Yes, okay.
On eBay.
Okay. Well, I guess if no one has anything else,
have, like, one
we're going to take advantage of this nice introduction from UT, from End User, and we're going to go into Distro of the Week.
That about does it for Ew. The
records.
Oh.
What do you guys
That's
doing?
The best distro engines we've had.
Ew!
Sorry, I'm sorry.
It's cool.
So, Echo, is this an ew distro?
Yeah, because unfortunately I didn't have any time to play with it because I don't have an Xbox.
What?
I don't know.
I have an Xbox.
Yeah, but I'm not you. Oh, and I don't have money. Do you have money? Can you give me money? Because I want some money.
I don't have money for you.
Then there seems to be a problem. No, as I was trolling around DistroWatch today, I saw something. It was called Gentoo X. So it really looked interesting. So I wanted to see what it was. And unfortunately, it's an Xbox adaptation of Gentoo.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You merge on that thing?
Yes, like
Gentoo X?
Yeah, Gentoo X. I was like, what? Are they coming out with the new Gentoo or something? Are they redesigning it to make it look badass? But no. It's all about Xbox and how you can put a Linux on an Xbox. I don't know. Anybody, I'm reading this.
Don't
and
you need
it's
a
like,
chip for it or a boot CD?
You need a chip. It said you need a chip.
But isn't there certain games like the original Mech Commander where if you beat a certain level, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nameless, let him talk.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying as hard as possible. Where if you beat a certain level in certain like early games of Xbox, you can use it to boot to an up to a.
That was like 007, if I remember.
They didn't have 007 on Xbox, did they?
Yes, they do. It's a platinum hit now.
Agent Under Fire.
Oh yeah, one of them.
It's a platinum hit now.
But now it's just a mod chip, so.
Well, regardless, this is a DVD CD. I think it said it was like 3 gigs or something, or you need 3 gigs of space to do it, so it's probably just a regular 600 megabyte CD. Unfortunately, they have no screenshots, and nobody wants to post anything on what it looks like. But from what I'm reading, this is Gentoo. I mean, if you've used Gentoo in the past, you know exactly how this works. It shouldn't be any different, except that it's on an Xbox. Now, I think this is just here for show. What do you guys think? I mean, look, I can put Linux on my Xbox. Look, I can put Linux on my cell phone. Looks, I can put Linux on my Game Boy Advance. Come on, people.
You know,
dude,
didn't
it's going
someone
to be like
Furby
BSD,
once?
Not BSD.
Yeah, anything with a processor you can.
Look, I can put Linux on my graphing calculator.
Oh,
I want to do that.
Look, I could put it on my iPod.
But that has features or something. That's like new features that like that. That's pretty interesting because you can actually do other things.
It's not like
you can record with it.
It's not your basic GNU Linux.
Right.
It's got different set of tools just so you can work without a keyboard, pretty much.
Right. But this thing just it's like look if you can attach a keyboard to it and you have a network adapter, bam, you got Gentoo. I mean, it's pretty cool. Like if you're really like if you just don't have a computer at home. And then you throw a Gentoo on it. I mean, that's pretty cool.
I mean, because an Xbox is technically a very cheap computer.
My Nintendo has Gentoo on it.
Processor.
But it's the first version of Gentoo since it had to start compiling, like 5 years ago.
Side note, Slick in 20 years will be sitting in front of his Nintendo playing Tetris and poning that shit hardcore.
My dad, didn't you?
Yo, your dad was the man.
No, in 5 years, it will be in Dolby Digital, not just stereo.
Dolby Digital Tetris?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Where you can hear the blocks around you?
Because Slick has it in stereo. Oh, yeah, I modded my Nintendo so it's stereo.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So in 5 years, it'll be Dolby Digital. Come on.
But, if you really want to try out this, this
Gentoo X.
Hell,
I can make it digital now.
Shut the hell up, I'm talking.
Okay, sorry.
It's my turn. This is my 5 minutes
really?
Of the show.
Sorry,
Master.
I
really
like to see that.
Actually, 2 minutes.
Slick?
Fine, I have two. Shut up! If you want to know more about this Gentoo X, you go to gentoox.shallax, shallax.com. Everything seems to be there. They have forums, they have tutorials, they have a video tutorial, and it looked pretty nifty. I mean, if I had an Xbox, I'd be like, I can install Gentoo on it, and I'd be cool like all the other kids. And nobody on my block would want to play with me.
Oh my god.
Yes, because your Xbox doesn't work because you fried it.
Oh my god.
I wonder if you can play games through there. Do you have to reboot?
Depends. If it depends on the mod chip. Some of them you can save it onto the hard drive and therefore create have a little menu where you choose your
so
game.
So you can just like boot into the game after that? Because it doesn't say anything about that.
It depends on it, on how it is.
All right, Slade, what's up?
That's pretty much it, I guess. I mean,
oh, we're done.
And we're running out of time, so if anyone has any shout-outs?
More?
I'm thinking. Shout-outs to everybody in the IRC channel right now. Okay. Everyone on the show.
Murdoch.
Ghostless and Murdoch. Okay. Oh, someone else came in?
Yes.
Yep. And to anyone who was there, like Telco Bob. I also wanted to give a shout out to Red Dragon for coming down for the first time.
Thank you.
Yes, it was very nice to have you here.
Kind of quiet, but we'll force you to talk next time.
Yeah, he's taking D-Man's place right now.
Yeah, I know, right? D-Man, shouts to you for being, you know...
Not here.
Well, he went to a wedding, and he got drunk, and yes, I think he's tied up somewhere, so we'll...
Oh, yes. Go D-Man.
I knew you were into that shit. I knew it. Anyway.
Well, actually, I have one
shout. I think
shout.
I said that before.
Shut up.
Wait, where
no,
you
we
guys?
Said that you were tied up.
I have one shout. I want to give a shout out to Seal up in Canada, because... he's going to be kind enough to show me around when I go up there. I'm going to hit up the 2600 around there. So.
Okay, well, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. And sorry for cutting this short. And have yourself a great week.
Bye, everyone.
On the stand.
Later.
Later.